Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Ruthie Stiles with the Blue Ridge Partnership for Children.
Ruthie, it is good to see you again. I know Taste of the Blue Ridge is getting close, and we're really getting excited. It's August 12th.
It is, Monday, August the 12th.
And you know, the last time we talked, I noticed we did the funniest thing that we've probably ever done on all these programs. We never said where it was going to be. We said it was in Mitchell County, but we never mentioned Cross Street a single time. So this year, it's back in Mitchell County, and it's going to be in the lovely Cross Street Commerce Center in Spruce Pine.
It is. We love that venue.
It's really a neat place, and it's where the event actually began in its early days. You guys take it on the road, which is really cool, but planning's still working well with it.
It really is. We're coming along nicely. And I think it's going to be a great event, Bruce. We're really excited.
So now tickets are available online, $30.
Yes, and they will be $35 at the door. So I would encourage folks to go ahead and buy their tickets now.
And wonderful restaurants, lots of good food, lots of drink, and ridiculously wonderful auction items.
We are super excited about what we have for our auction items. Folks have been unbelievably generous.
Yeah, well, that's really neat. Taste of the Blue Ridge is coming up, so keep that in mind. You've got some information about the Imagination Library, and you didn't imagine these numbers for sure, right?
We did not imagine these numbers. Imagination Library is one of our programs that will benefit from the monies raised at the Taste of the Blue Ridge. And so I was looking at some numbers today and was very surprised, very pleasantly surprised. We have sent out over 160,000 books since 2006.
So since 2006, 160,000 books. And please note that when she says we, she means Mitchell, Yancey, and Avery counties.
Yes, that is only in three counties.
Wow. That is really neat. It's a great program anyway, and that's a lot of books.
That's a lot of books, and we're currently sending out over 1,800 books a month. So we have 1,800 kids in the Tri-County area that are receiving a free book every month.
That's just really neat. If you sign a child up, and you can literally the day they're born.
Absolutely.
And until they're in 5 years old,
yes,
they get a book every month. Start school with
a personal library of 60 books.
And all you got to do is just get them and sit down and read with the little ones. It's
absolutely
easy to do. And then eventually they'll get old enough and be able to read their own little books. But it's really neat. And there's all sorts of classics in there. There's some really good books in there.
There are some really good books in there. They're all age appropriate. The first book that comes is The Little Engine That Could.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last book that the child gets is Look Out Kindergarten, Here I Come.
How cool.
So after The Little Engine That Could, the books are appropriate for the age of the child. So they can be signed up any time from birth until they're 5 years old. Our youngest sign-up that I'm aware of was 45 minutes old.
So we need somebody to do it in the first 30. We need a grandma to do it in the first 30 minutes.
We do. We do. We're still waiting on that.
Literally, you can sign them up even if they're 3 or 4 years old. You can still get a few books. You won't
absolutely
get all of them, but you'll get a few.
Absolutely. And so those books, we encourage folks to sign kids up anytime. You know, we
right
prefer that we have 60 book babies, but we really encourage folks to sign them up even if they're 4, because those books are going to come to that child. Not only are they going to get the literacy that they get from reading those books, but they're going to learn about getting something in the mail.
It comes with their name on it.
Comes with their name on it to them. It's their books.
How cool. And one thing we do need to remind you, we don't talk about a lot because, like we said, part of the funding from the Taste of the Blue Ridge goes to the Imagination Library. There are some state funds that help everybody with the Imagination Library. It's not that much per child, but you don't have to pay anything. It's free to the individual. Any cost that is involved is covered by the various organizations. So we don't mention that a lot, but we just assume everybody knows it's free.
We do assume that. And so there is no charge, zero charge to the families for these books.
Right.
And any family is eligible. So if you have a child who is age birth to 5, that child is eligible, but the partnership pays for those books.
Right.
And so that's why we do our fundraising. That's part of what Taste of the Blue Ridge will help with. That's the Amy Wee Trade consignment sales that we do.
Which is not that far away.
Which is not that far away, but it's not the next week.
Right. You did do that a little better this year.
We did.
It's in mid-September?
Yeah, closer to the end of September.
Okay. So we'll talk about that then. This is a brainchild. I don't know how many years they've been doing it overall. You probably do. Of the Dolly Parton Foundation, it's just something Dolly wanted as she started all that because she, like a bunch of us, realized that this early childhood literacy is just really important for their lives as they go on.
Absolutely. One of my favorite sayings is, from birth through third grade, we learn to read. And after third grade, we read to learn.
Right.
And when I was learning about Imagination Library and everything that was involved with it, I read something that she wrote that talked about how smart her daddy was and how much she would love to have seen what he would be able to do had he been able to read. And that is just, what better reason to start something that gives children such an important gift?
Right. And the other thing, of course, we don't talk about it a lot because we just assume that mom and dad sit down, cuddle up, enjoy yourself, and read these books to the kids and read with them. It's just a special time.
It is just a special time. And even if the books, like there are some books that may not have a lot of words, use the pictures to make up the stories.
Sure. You make up your own.
Make up your own, and the kids do that. And so while reading to a child is so very important for the literacy part and the learning, it's also such a sweet and wonderful opportunity for bonding with the child. So you read to them and maybe they'll read it back to you. It's a really wonderful program on many, many levels.
It really is. More information is always available from the partnership's websites.
Absolutely. BlueRidgeChildren.org, and you can go there to buy tickets and see kind of what all's going on with Taste of the Blue Ridge. We will have some stuff about the auction items that we have available on our Facebook page. That'll be coming out, so we're really excited.
So watch for all of that. Ruthie, thank you for catching us up on that, and good luck with the Taste of the Blue Ridge. I don't know if we'll be able to squeeze you back in here one more time before Taste or not, but we'll definitely talk about the Amy Wee Trade consignment sale. It's coming up soon.
It is, and I will say this. If you want to consign with us, that is open on our website.
Is it available now?
It is available. So.
Hey, that's a win, because the person consigning gets 70, is it 70%, isn't that right?
Yes.
And then the partnership gets the 30, and you get rid of stuff, and you get new stuff, and it's just everybody wins on that thing.
Man, you gotta love it.
For sure. Our guest today, Ruthie Stiles from the Blue Ridge Partnership for Children. Thank you, Ruthie, for stopping by. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.